Time now, the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. All things considered, traveling to Fairbanks, split isn't the end of the world, is it?
No, I mean, actually, I mean, it's a hard place to play. It's hard. It's a hard trip, as you know, Schulze. And obviously, you say to yourself, you would love to, you know, you're split and you get out of Dodge. But when you're so close Friday night and we have a lead, and the Beavers usually when we have a lead, you know, we're in pretty good shape, mostly that late in the game. And, you know, giving that lead up and losing in overtime was just, you know, that was definitely a, you know, a punch to the nose right there. But again, I thought the guys regrouped the next day, and it was a battle, and we found a way to get it done.
Do you think it's easier doing that once a year and having it be almost new every year, or doing it every other weekend like they do?
Well, they get used to it, and but hey, you know, would I want to do that? The answer is no. But again, you do get used to it, because again, I think what happens is when it's reality, it is what it is. I just think, again, you have a different mindset. And you know, from our standpoint, it's just you don't do that too often. You don't have a three-hour time change, and, you know, you just don't take that long of a trip. And, you know, 17 hours on the way back is a long – that's a long trip. So, but, again, it's an exciting trip. It's a fun trip. It's a memorable trip. And I think a lot of it is about experiences for players, and I think those are great experiences. So we got it out of the way, and now we just move on.
How much good does being on the road for the first time do for a team?
I think it's great. I think, you know, you talk to the pro athletes, and you listen to them in their interviews, and, you know, mostly hockey. Hockey's really a, you know, kind of a get on the road for 5 or 6 days. It's kind of – it's just – it's the team. They're with the team, and there's no outside obstacles. There's nothing outside. There's no outside interference. It's just the team. And I think, again, it develops good cohesiveness. And I think it's also good from a teaching standpoint and a learning standpoint. It's just all about hockey and at that particular time. And I think it's good, and mostly early in the year.
Your power play was fantastic last weekend. Unfortunately, it's not sustainable to do that the entire year. But what sorts of little things are you doing that you need to be doing all the time?
Well, I think we're getting the puck in the right guys' hands, and I think that's the biggest thing. And what happens so much, Schulze, is that, you know, teams are going to take that guy away. And when they take that guy away, then somebody else has to deliver. And I think last week we just had the puck in the right people's hands. And sometimes, again, on big ice, it allows that guy to get free a little more.
Jerry Fitzgerald had a great weekend last weekend. Maybe I'm overthinking things, but, you know, when you're a captain for the first time, you're asked to do a lot of things off the ice and away from the ice that take up some of your time and some of what you're thinking about. Is it any concern of yours, not just for Jerry, but for any guy, that there's so much extra stuff to do that level on the ice can suffer?
No, I don't think so. I think that comes with the territory, mostly with being experienced and with being older. They know their way around the rink. They understand the league. They understand the dynamics of traveling and school and all those things that go along with it. So I think by this time, they're well accustomed to their surroundings. And I think that leadership role that they're given, I just think, again, is more natural for them.
Where do you need to improve yet from last week?
I just think we got to get consistency, and we've been harping on our guys. We have to play inside more, Schulze. You know, if we want to get to 3 goals a game consistently, you have to play inside. We have to get a better net presence. And, you know, with that, if we play inside a little more, we get more net presence, we get more shot attempts. It's amazing when you look at shot attempts. It does correlate into more offense, and we just need to try to do more there in that area, and that's just one of those things that we constantly are talking about. We show video on it when we have success, and when we're not having success, you'll look, and there's nobody in front of the net. If there's nobody in front of the net, it's a lot easier for the opposing team to defend you.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Coach Tom Ceratori. What's the biggest challenge to playing the week after being on the road in Alaska?
Just making sure you have good energy. And that's, you just have to try to have good energy. And I think what you need to do during the week is just have short practices. You know, obviously we didn't practice on Monday. You have short practices. And you just want to make sure that you've got gas in the tank for Friday and Saturday. And that's the one thing that, again, you just have to, you know, you have to try to monitor.
A cupcake on the schedule would be nice too, but you're not getting that. Minnesota State's been darn good this year. What are they doing best?
Well, they have a veteran crew, And they just got, they got good balance, and they've got a veteran crew. They've got their share of freshmen playing, but, you know, as you can tell by their scoring, they're led by, you know, Zeb Knutson, you know what, Seuss, you know what, Brickley. You know, they're led by their older guys, McClure. And so they've got it, you know, they've got a good balance of veteran leadership and veteran scoring, and really some high-end freshmen. But, again, right now, so far in the early going, they're definitely a lot of their mileage is with their older guys.
Six different guys for them have scored on the power play. They're at 25%. How do you slow them down?
Again, you know, we just have to play our penalty kill. We have to play how we're playing. We feel that our best penalty killer is Bits. And we just feel, again, we've got a good defensive core down there. Those guys are very active. They're very physical. They play on their toes. And our forwards are getting better and better on the power play. We've had to kind of, you know what, we've had to reload up front on the penalty kill, Schultze. We've had to reload on the penalty kill with losing Harmsey last year. And, you know, losing Charlie last year. Those guys ate up a lot of minutes. And Nate, those three ate up a lot of minutes on the PK. So we've got, you know, three new penalty killers. And Jordan didn't get a ton of penalty killing last year. He was kind of our number five penalty killer. So, you know, we rely on, you know, Jordan and Kyle Baumann a lot. So then we've got these other guys that are, you know, they're getting experience and they're getting a lot of reps right now. But and it helps having, again, a veteran goalie and a veteran decor. And we just have to make sure, again, that tactically we know what they're doing and have good aggressiveness, have good sticks, and really good habits.
You're going to miss Zach Whitecloud this weekend. He's already had a pretty good tournament for Team Canada. You're going to miss him more 5-on-5 or on special teams?
Oh, I think all around, Schultze. I mean, you know, Zach brings so many different attributes to our team. You know, whether he's, you know, he's quarterbacking our top power play. He's so good on his exits out of the zone. He's got size, and you know, he logs his share of minutes. And you know, it is what it is. Though you just have to sit there and say it's just like an injury. It's just like an injury, and you have to, you know, treat it as such. And it allows somebody else to step up.
The more I see Tommy Muck and Dan Billett work together, the more it brings me back to some of the great D combinations that you guys have had here. Is there any concern when those two are on the ice that you have with the defensemen?
Not at all. We just, they're warriors, and they just play the game the right way. And, you know, they worry so much about, you know, the old name in front of their jerseys, and they'll do anything. They'll sacrifice anything, whether it's, you know, playing physical, whether it's taking a shot right in the stomach. It doesn't matter. They just, they care so much about their teammates and their team. And those guys are, you can't put a price tag on how valuable those guys are.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.